Hello, guys. Welcome to my podcast. My name is Rit, and I'm so happy you are here. Here, I help you to become even more magnetic, hustle less, and attract more. So today, I'm going to speak about the fact that I think, and I'm certain that you are not replaceable, okay? And I'm not replaceable. I don't think anyone is replaceable, okay? Majority of us, we go through life, especially if you are anxious attachment, thinking that we are replaceable, that we, you know, we need to become someone else to hold on to that person, to that project, to whatever. And this is such a thing that really can stuck you in life and can really create a lot of anxiety and can really make you live from fear instead of taking risks, living from love, from your soul alignment. So I really want to talk upon this topic. So I don't know if you know, but I took a really long break and I was really inconsistent here on YouTube. And of course, the views went down and I could not expect less. Of course, if I really want a big turn up, yeah, that's worth again, all I need to do is put some type of topics, like I know would push views, like the lucky girl syndrome and stuff like this, which I didn't, because I really want this time to come back and be fully myself without the looking at the views, and through the views realize what I should be posting, what I should be saying. And a lot of people will say, oh well, you were replaced by other coach, another healer, whatever. And this is the majority of us problem when we go through life and we want to find that person, and you are in love with that person and suddenly that person moves on and finds another person. Or when you have that job, that career, and suddenly you are fired and they find a new person, or you never get the job, but they found so-and-so. And this is exactly the same way I see it. I don't feel replaced at all. I feel I change. Probably my audience, some of them change. The way I was showing up was not truly myself, I guess. I think that's what I felt safe to show about myself, but was not all of myself. And it's fair for people to move on. It's fair for people to go. I don't think I was replaced. I just think there was misalignment, and the person who created the misalignment was me. I was delivering a kind of part of myself, but not fully myself. And for that reason, the people have expectations for what I should be posting right now in order for views to increase. That's it. I don't have hard feelings. I don't think my manifestation is not working. I don't feel like, no, I just feeling I'm aligning myself, with who I really am. And a lot of people are really resonating with me. They say my words like, whoa. And the feedback is amazing in that sense, because in the past, maybe they would not email me, but now they email me like, oh my God, the way I resonate with you is like other world, because I'm being fully myself. So now people that align with fully myself, they can start to show up. Okay. And I'm not going to live in fear and say I'm not replaced, but do a bunch of affirmations or a bunch of mindset work around for me to, I don't know, to keep old energy. I wouldn't want to call people old energy, but you know what I mean? Like, to keep my past. I think I move on. I transform a lot during these times. I've been doing loads of healing around romantic relationships, becoming secure attached in relationships. I've been doing a lot of work behind the scenes. I've been taking certifications. So every time I take a new certification, of course, I work on myself. And for that reason, I don't feel like people leaving, or people don't click on videos, or if a romantic partner in this moment that I show up again, it doesn't feel the same attraction, or if that client never came back, or if I totally don't feel I was replaced. I feel like I finally can align myself with what right now is aligned with me, what right now will resonate with me, what right now will allow me to be fully myself and see the value in me by me being fully myself. And of course, this is such a I feel like I'm talking a lot about myself, but what I want to say with this and to you is you are not replaceable. No one compares to you. No one will really ever replace you. What happens from the way I see it is people move on because they are looking for different things. Okay. And if you want to work on something with you, maybe it's not the fact that you are replaced, because if you are doing self-development, if you are doing working on yourself, if you are really doing this transformation that I think you are, right? That's why you watch these videos. Of course, you're going to change. Of course, people who don't change will not move on with you. But the question here is, are you really being replaceable? I don't think so. I think you just change and you need to be open for whatever is coming your way. And that's it. It's not so much emotional attachment or so much emotional thinking around it. It's just, it is what it is. You know, I'm not sad about it. Some people are like, oh, but you need to manifest that and affirm and attract. I'm not sad about it. Okay. I was avoiding that. I was avoiding the fact that I need to be more myself and attached to views or attached to the growing that I was getting. But that's okay if there I need to turn to take four steps back. Or that's okay if that relationship needs to end. Or that's okay if that thing didn't happen, because you're not replaceable. You might think you are, but you're not. It's just whatever that energy that person was looking for, go find another place. And now you can be fully yourself. So you can find someone or something or an audience, whatever you're looking for, that really resonates with you. And you don't need to pretend any longer. It's like the house burn, like the 15 tarot deck to tower. It's like everything crumbled down, everything broke down, everything was clear, good, because now you can build a new house. Now you can build a new system. Now you can build a new relationship that when you start from the beginning with the right foot, where you are fully yourself, when you don't need to pretend, and people from the right beginning, they like you the way you are. They resonate with you. The way you do things, the way you are yourself, they just resonate with you, right? So yeah, that's what I want to say. A lot of us, we try to avoid the fact that we might feel replaceable. I don't feel we are replaceable. I feel like it's just a time to release the old. It's just a time to really question yourself. Have we been entertaining this situation or this person because we were not being fooling ourselves? We're being just a part of ourselves, or being wearing a mask, saying we like something when we actually don't. Like Aisha's attachment style, they have loads of this struggle, let's say. They have lack of boundaries. I know what I'm talking about, not only for experience. I'm not anxious attached, but I have fearful avoidant within me. I'm still in the process. I'm already secure attached, but I'm still doing fearful avoidant. But I'm taking a certification around attachment styles, in case you don't know. And yeah, I got to study the different attachment styles. And fearful avoidance is anxious attachment, more anxious attachment. There's a tendency of have weak boundaries or no boundaries at all. And then, you know, like, and then they feel replaced by other person. But also happens a lot. The people are replacing you, and this we study with the anxious attachments, happens a lot because when you agree with people, and you know, like when you have wear a mask and people say, well, I like this, and you say, me too, and I like that, me too, and I agree with this, and like, me too. You might think that strategy will bring you closer to that person because you're not creating conflict, and you know, you're bringing peace to the relationship, but actually, no. The person don't find attraction, and there's a lot of people who say that, why you didn't keep dating that person, or because that person will agree with me so much that I doubt this person was being real, right? So I just put out there. So You are not replaceable. Don't feel like you are replaceable. The way you are is unique. And this is not a cliche way to say. And every time you feel replaceable, if you want to work on something, I'd suggest you work around the fact that maybe you feel you are weirdo or different. And that's why people leave you for another person. And in this sense, because you feel like a weirdo, you are too different, you don't show full yourself. And when you don't show full yourself, you tend to attract people that eventually will leave, or you will leave them because you're not a match over time. So you can sustain something for a short period of time, but over time, you will become not a match. And, you know, you of course, you can attract a person, etc. But I never saw a long-lasting relationship lasting when the person is operating from this fear of being alone or fear of being replaceable, not exactly because that person likes that person or loves that person, and because he's operating with this fear, right? The whatever fear is that, this person ends up by becoming someone else, wearing a mask, not being fooling herself. And of course, there's going to be a point that the silence or the distance will happen. You know, that people might come back, that person might come back, but there will be the time inevitable where you need to give space in order for you to become fully yourself. And there was like ups and downs in order for you to stabilize the person that you really are inside of the relationship. So I just want to call your attention that I honestly believe I'm not replaceable. I don't think you're replaceable. If now, for example, someone unfollows me or someone, you know, like say something, oh, I used to love your content, but I'm not replaceable. It's just we're not a match any longer. And we move on. You move on for a person that you like most, and I'm carry on and will eventually attract people that more resonate with me. It's just a journey. It's not something bad. It's not something good. It's just what happens. Life moves on. We find someone else. And, you know, like, that's it. I hope this makes any sense. If it makes, don't forget to give me a thumbs up, subscribe, and we speak very, very soon.